Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, and I thank you for that. You know, I am really excited about this show. I'm mostly excited about my shows because if not, I probably wouldn't be interviewing the people. But this particular show and this particular guest changed my life. And I want to say that right up front. The person I'm going to interview, her name is Erica Dickey Nelson. And she is one of the people in the world that had a dream and then made the dream come true. She had an idea and she made it possible. She's an entrepreneurial spirit. She's a force. And she is the founder and principal of Social Enterprises, Inc., which is a full-service event planning firm specializing in conferences and summits with a sustainability or social impact focus. So that's how she came into my life without even knowing it. Erica, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here. And let's get on with what you've done in the 30 minutes that are going to fly by.
Thank you, Gina. It's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about the whole vision you had, the background of how you started in the early stages of social enterprise. What was the need you saw, and how did you step up to try and fill it?
I think the main thing that I noticed was that nonprofits, you know, when we first started way back in 1997, they were greatly underserved, and their number one goal was to get their, you know, educational programs out into the communities that they were based in, and then also to generate revenue through these programs. And so we found that there was a huge need and that we had the expertise, particularly on the revenue side, as it focuses on events. So really it's driving revenue through events for nonprofits and social causes. And that's really, it was a need to make a difference and to give back and to help change the world. And with these groups that were already working on it, and we found a way to help them do it in a more effective way. So,
and
that was the start.
That's, and everybody can assume that because there's a big conference, like you said, the revenue part is huge. And sometimes people put on big conferences. I have a long history with nonprofits, and they don't make hardly any money. So the ROI is not there. So you came in to help with that piece in structuring it and making sure that there was a good, you know, return on the investment of time and money?
Exactly. And really, you know, sharing our expertise with these nonprofits who we really believed in their mission and knew that we could make a difference. So you see a lot of events come and go. And in our case, most of the events that we've been working on have been around for 5+ years. Because of the structure that we have in place and the partnerships they've developed. And most importantly, besides the revenue, it's the educational aspect about their mission that's, you know, spreading to their audience.
Right. So. And part of what your wonderful team sent to me in terms of preparing for the show is the much needed dialogue that, and the words they use were of regional stakeholders, to create sustainable economies. I mean, it's one of the reasons I exist, you know, and you say at scale through the adoption of green business solutions at their own organizations. Can you just elaborate a little bit on that? Because that's the importance to me of the big vision of what you're doing and have done and will continue to do, is the whole focus on green business solutions that truly are sustainable.
Yeah, and it's really all about long-term viability as a business. And so a lot of people in some of the markets that we're in, they hate the word sustainability, they hate the word green because it's overused. But we, you know, however you term it, it really is making sure that your business or organization is viable for the long run. And that's what we focus on with Go Green. And it's really made a huge difference because we bring the business decision makers and the public sector decision makers together at our events and have them share best practices so they can actually walk away into their organizations and act on following our event every year. So I think bringing these people together, I think one of the things that businesses don't know are all of the great public sector programs available for them at no charge in a lot of cases. And so that was one of the things bringing to light we really saw made a huge difference, is that most of these people don't sit in the same room together. And so bringing them together, I wish we could do it more often, but even annually, really helps drive the conversation and results forward. And so I think our biggest challenge right now, we hear so many great stories and so many, you know, great case studies and successes, but how do we actually document the results in a more effective way year to year? Like, we have the stories, but how can we quantify it and actually demonstrate to folks that this really makes a difference for your business and any type of organization, really? So
it's huge. That's like the intellectual capital piece that everybody wants to know. But how did you, let's go to, so you started social enterprises, and then is it just, when did it morph into the Go Green Conference Series, which is what I know about? I know it started in Portland, which to me would be an absolute natural. But talk with us a little bit about how the evolution came. And now, I mean, I think your really big name is in the Go Green Conferences. And I'm not sure if that's true, but you can tell me if it is or if it isn't.
It is. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I have to say, you know, all of our newer clients have come from Go Green. And people seeing what we do with Go Green and wanting that for themselves. So we have a tremendous suite of other events that we do, like the Green Sports Alliance Summit, the Eco District Summit, the Green Meeting Industry Council Annual Summit. I mean, just amazing things that we get to work on because of Go Green. So Go Green was really the pivotal event that really put us out into the marketplace, showing us as experts
and
around.
Don't you do one for... like Office of Sustainabilities in colleges? Don't you have the high-level people coming for that? Because I know Tucson was going to be a site. I don't know. There's lots of changes at the university, but where you get directors from sustainable campuses to come together and host those.
That is actually happening in 2014, hosted by the University of Arizona. So we did it first in Oregon, and then we're rolling it out to Arizona and Washington. I know. And it's the higher education audience. So it really is tremendous. And we're seeing that as a whole potential new market for us to take this from to any states that don't currently have it. We have a great model that so far three states have signed on for. So Arizona being one of the leaders, tremendously great to work with. So many universities doing great things in Arizona, really leading the way in a lot of cases. So we're super excited for that happening in the spring of 2014.
And it's really nice to have good things to say about Arizona, because I can say that it's my show. There's not a lot of leaders in the things that I'm really proud about, and this is one of them. It's like, yes, oh my gosh, something good about Arizona. It's pretty funny. So you started in Portland, and then how did it morph into other cities? I'm always interested in how the growth happened. Did you seek out other cities that seemed like a likely partner? Were you approached by them? How did that evolution occur?
Yes, that's a great question. So we do all the seeking at this point. We do get people contacting us, but we really try to be purposeful in our selections of cities that we go to. And it does take complete collaboration with the city, the county, and the state that we're going into. So you'll see at the city, for the Go Green Phoenix Conference, the city of Phoenix was absolutely pivotal in bringing us in. And their chief sustainability officer, working for the mayor, really had a strong vision. And so when we met, it was fate. You know, there was so much that they wanted to share and that they supported, you know, all the topics that we talk about at our event. So it really is a true collaboration, and making sure that we have key stakeholders in the region. So it's not just the city, it's the whole entire state and the region comes together. They are the experts on the ground, drive the program for each event. So our advisory team is absolutely critical. There are on the market, you know, in the market experts. They drive the topics, the case studies. You know, they are the experts on the ground. And so it really is, they have to be interested, and then they have to be willing to support the event. And then all the pieces usually fall into place once we have that key stakeholder advisory team that comes together from all the different industry points to make sure that we have a really well-rounded program and point of view for each market. But the good thing is, too, is we take the learning from each of these markets into the next. So, for instance, right now we're working on Portland and New York are coming up next, and then we take all the learning from that into Phoenix and Seattle. So everything, you know, it's not only the in-market knowledge, but it's the learning from each event and the best practices and the new, exciting, cutting-edge.
Yeah, you're like the integrators to me, the cross-pollinators. You take the ideas and you're in each city getting to see what happens. And when I went to the one in Phoenix, which I said to you off-air a little bit ago, it really changed the direction of Mrs. Green's world. And, of course, our team thinks that's really important. It got me out into a much more national market. The connections I made there were incredible. So when you have, I remember one of the guests that presented actually came from Portland. Do you at times pick an outstanding guest whose vision is global and can be integrated into almost any market and bring those in? I mean, that has to be hard cherry picking because I'm sure you have a lot of great presenters.
We do, and that is something that we can do. We most definitely have a regional focus. So we want to stay focused on really case studies from the region. The businesses and organizations that attend have told us they identify most with those businesses that are also in their region. So even though we might have some really cool global speaker, they won't really act or see it as relevant unless it's someone kind of in their same boat. So that's one of the reasons why we stay regionally focused. However, if the advisory team says, you know what, we know Portland are experts in electric vehicles.
Right.
We want to have the person in charge of this program come to speak to us about it.
Right.
We will do it.
That's
so
a perfect
no matter
example,
what, if
yeah.
there's something that we feel we could value from an outside point of view, absolutely, but we have to make sure that the audience will also find it valuable and that we can really walk away with actionable next steps that we can take into our business and they won't see it as like, oh, that's a Portland thing. Never mind.
Right.
You
know,
that
is not the feeling. Right. There's a part
right,
of it so. Totally integrated. Now, what about, I honestly, this is not Mrs. Green being naive because believe me, I'm not, but I am not aware of any other Go Green conferences of the magnitude and the scale at which you guys run and fly. Are there other ones out there? And we don't have to talk about them at all, but if there are, what sets you apart? Because it obviously does, since this is the one that everyone in my world, which is a national market, is aware of and is excited about.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that. So that makes
I don't know of any other Go Green conferences. I mean, I'm serious. I'm like, what?
Well, I think the main differentiator, and we get asked this, I probably think this is the most highly asked question that we get posed. And it really is, you know, there are other conferences, of course, particularly industry-specific conferences, say on clean tech or green building or, you know, electric vehicles. There's all kinds of industry-specific conferences. Ours is much more big-picture focused and on both business and government, so it's a little different. Most of the other conferences that we know about are globally focused, so they have a sustainability subject as far as their education, but they bring speakers in from all over the U.S. or all over the globe, so it's not regionally focused, and it doesn't have as specific of an audience that we do. So,
and I guess that's what I love. It's like think globally, act locally, because change occurs at the local level. I mean, there's everything there that I'm just really very high on the Go Green conference, as you can tell, which is why I'm really happy that you're a guest. Now, I think it's very important to share with listeners and anybody that's going to download this podcast or people that are really engaged in Mrs. Green's world. It really mattered to me when I went, almost to the point of holding my breath, about the extent to which you and your team go to make the conference itself authentically green. And by that, I mean, you could not find a water bottle. I was looking. So talk about some of the things that you do that to me are the synthesis of what it really means to have a sustainable message that's integrated with your approach, because you get 5 stars from me on that one.
Well, thank you. And it's definitely been a work in progress because, you know, in some cases, in some venues, you can't always
I know.
Make it happen 100%.
It's harder.
But we have to. I mean, it's our street cred. So if our event is not sustainable, then who's going to listen to us about anything else? So it's very important that we are a model of, you know, how a sustainable event should be. And so number one, I think, is, you know, once we have a city that we partner with, it's having a LEED certified venue. And, you know, LEED certification is extremely difficult.
Oh, my gosh.
And really is the highest levels of sustainability. And so making sure that we work with a venue that does it in all areas. Waste is another big one where we want to showcase composting, we want to showcase recycling, you know, really not having, you know, a zero waste event is really how it should be. So everything's either being reused or repurposed in some way.
And it's really hard. I mean, I watched and I thought, okay, what are they going to do about lunch? I mean, it wasn't anything bad on my part, but it was a local vendor. There were compostable plates that we ate with. There were the knives and forks that were made out of compostable materials. I mean, I knew it. And I'm like, I love these guys. I love these guys. And we got water bottles and everybody could go and fill their water bottle up. In the Phoenix one, it was Viking, and boy, I met that guy who owns it, and he was more passionate than I do. I mean, than I am. And someone said they were watching me, and it was very interesting to watch me listen for such a long time because he was really excited about what he was doing.
One of our best partners.
I love them. I absolutely love them. I have my bottle. What do you say to people that I'm sure approach you? Or that you hear this, you know, in terms of when you talk about your street cred, well, we would really love to do that for our conferences too, but it's too expensive. It costs too much to go green for our conferences. What do you say to that?
It really isn't more expensive, to be honest, though. When you
Thank
look
you.
At the cost savings overall in the long run, I mean, you really do end up saving because you're eliminating the use of, you know, products that you can't dispose of or reuse. It's just more costly to use those things. So I think another thing that we would recommend to people like that, especially because we only work with nonprofits as our clients outside of Go Green, so we understand not having any budgets.
Right,
actually,
right.
Our clients don't have any budgets, so we're used to zero budget and zero waste. So one of the big things we do is there are so many companies that are looking to showcase their compostable products, their compostable serviceware, and all the different categories of ways your events can be sustainable. So all of these people will partner with you, particularly if you're a nonprofit, and donate product. So there's so many ways you can go about it where it really ends up being a huge win and eliminating cost versus adding cost. So, so that's something that I would say, is that it's definitely possible and it should cost you less.
And it's just, you know, you have the big vision concept of it costs less on so many levels in terms of the money and in terms of the impact on the planet, which we all pay a cost. That always seems to get, you know, it's in the silo. It's in another silo. It's not in the integrated approach to what is the cost to the planet and to our environment and to the shipping of the water bottles and all those things that I don't think people successfully connect the dots all the time. So that's
right.
What I'm here for, trying to help them connect the dots by telling them about people like you. So,
and you're doing such a great job.
Well, thanks. I hope so. Let me ask you about, I love to hear, you know, and I consider you an entrepreneur extraordinaire because you had a vision, and that it doesn't matter to me if it's, there are entrepreneurs who had nonprofits, but in terms of your company and what your vision was for social enterprises, what were some of the biggest challenges? I always love to hear some of the challenges you faced and how you overcame them. And what, you know, is there any, I'd love to share this with you, Gina, because we didn't see this one coming. Do you have any of those you want to pull out?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, really because we've done it, you know, it's opening the eyes of the nonprofits and really letting them know that these things are possible and that you can make money. You don't have to lose money with these type of events, and you can spread your educational message and you can still make money at the same time. So I think that's a big thing that we also promote through Go Green, is that we are focused, even though we talk about sustainable best practices, we're still worried about the bottom line. Every business is. So that matters. It really does. And so I think the hardest thing for us is that we can't, even though we have a model that we repeat and it works really well and it's successful, we can't control it all of the time as far as those cost elements or generating revenue. And so I think that's the hardest thing, is that most, you know, 95% of the time it's successful, once in a while it's not. And so, we don't ever like to fail or say that, you know, in this case it didn't work for you for these reasons. So I think we get really used to succeeding, and it's, you know, for any reason, some element of the process doesn't work for a nonprofit, I think that's the tough.
I love that, though. I love that you said that. That's spoken, again, like a true entrepreneur. We don't like to fail because we're out there making things happen. So in terms of you and your team and everybody that we have gotten to work with in this past year, and I can't even tell you how excited we're going to be at the Go Green Conference in New York City, thus one of the changes in my world, how has it impacted like you personally and your team and the development of your business running a sustainable business conference? Does it, I know from my own personal life, when I started Mrs. Green, everything started to change in my life. Like none of the steps seemed right. And I've been constantly evolving my family and I. So what about you guys, like at the personal level and at how you, you know, the office and how you do things, how you fly in terms of a sustainable business conference, you know, change maker? That's a long question, but I know you get it.
I think, you know, the key thing for us is we have, you know, such an excellent team. I mean, there's no way that we could have any of this happen without the amazing experts that you've met, a lot of them on my team. And everyone's nimble, they're passionate, they're dedicated to making a difference with our events. And so without their passion and energy, it would not be possible. And I think for us, I guess we didn't really effectively gauge the excitement and the growth potential. And now, you know, we get new clients contacting every day. We have cities, you know, contacting us every day. So it's really the challenge, as you know, I'm sure, of keeping up and making sure that we have the right growth strategy in place to not burn out all the amazing people that we have working on this every day. Because there's just so much need and interest in what we're doing. It's the keeping up and making it all, you know, when you started, it was this amazing thing. And how do we ensure the quality and, you know,
the baby's growing up. I mean, it's like, it's like, okay, now I've got a toddler. Now I've got a teenager. I mean, it's
And it happens in like a month.
Yeah. In a very, very short amount of time. And you can tell Carrie Ann that I'm personally holding a grudge that she planned her wedding around the New York City Go Green Conference, and I'm not going to get to meet her.
I mean,
that was so rude. I said to her, what do you mean you're not going to be there? You didn't plan your life around Go Green New York City. So we had quite a chuckle about that. So let's talk
about challenging.
It is like really
the schedule.
I cannot wait to meet her at some point. Hopefully she'll be in Phoenix and maybe, you know, bring the baby. So we have you never know where we're gonna go on down to Earth. Mrs. Green. So let's just go back to the focus of the show, which is when you have these people, which is an amazing thing to happen. That are approaching you, there's two pieces, and I'll try to ask this question, my five-part questions, I'm trying to narrow them down to two. What's your strategy for saying, okay, we're going to go to, and I have no idea, so yes, San Diego really wants us, or San Francisco, or Dallas. How do you decide where the next expansion will be? What process do you go through? Because people are going to want Go Green conferences in their city.
Yeah, so I think we look heavily at the top 10 green or top 10 to 20 green cities in the U.S. It's kind of been our starting point. So there's a variety of different studies and research groups that publish these city reports and all the things they're doing. So we have to make sure that the city is really legit and at least trying, even if they're not doing everything that they want to get there. And so that's number one, is making sure they have enough in place to really make it relevant. And then the second thing is population and business community, because we have to make sure there's a big enough market for us to draw a critical mass and that we have all the big pivotal pieces in place to make it fly. So Phoenix, for instance, and Seattle are the perfect size, we found. So about 3 to 4 million plus in population seems to be really where we have enough industry and business there that make it so that we can have a truly diverse program and showcase of case studies from the region. So those are some key elements that we look at, but it's also, is there another sustainability event already in that market? And if so, do we offer something different enough to where we can get our audience active and involved? So places like San Francisco, where every global sustainability event is based there, does it make sense? Maybe not. Maybe so. But New York, you could say the same thing, but really they didn't have anything like this going on.
New York is really big.
It's really big.
It's really big.
And, gosh, I think the most exciting thing about New York is that they're even though we have a completely regional focus as usual, every company that we showcase is a global company. So they have a regional and global perspective, which is really exciting.
And the other thing that's exciting about it is you truly did walk the walk of, I love your approach to an integrated planet. You're going to have people in fashion and people in technology and people in business and people in government. And to me, that was, it was so exciting when I looked at that and I thought, I'm invited to another conference back there on the Women of the Earth and Climate Change. And it was the same week. So I'm like, okay, supposed to go. And your team has been very supportive in making sure that Mrs. Green's World is a part of it. Okay, we don't have a lot of time left, so I want to see, really and truly take a little bit of a look at Erica Dickey Nelson's crystal ball. What do you see in the next 5 years happening? Do you want to share some of those dreams with us?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think our ultimate goal is to be in 10 cities for Go Green by 2018. So that's our five-year plan.
Awesome.
So we're in 4 currently. We're going to be adding 6. We should have our first international expansion into Vancouver, B.C. In 2014, which is exciting.
I'm sure I have to go to that, too. We'll talk
you
later.
You have to go to that. you got to see their 2020 plan. It's insane. It's so good. So there's that. And then I think what we've seen big interest in is the higher education sector as
yes.
a possible rollout in the U.S. nationwide. And then also we're finding that there is a need for perhaps a mini Go Green. So actually the city of Tucson and some other cities in Oregon have indicated interest in having a Go Green in their city. And so because it is slightly smaller than the typical host cities, we are considering coming up with a smaller city.
Well, you know, I can tell you for Tucson, not that I'm pitching it on the air or anything, but we have an incredibly rich sustainability community here. There are so many things going on. I'm sure you know that. Starting, you know, with the university and, you know, TEP, our big power company, built one of the top LEED certified buildings. They moved downtown. I mean, there are a lot of great partners here. So before we run out of time, I want you to do a shout out for how do people find out more? How do they get connected with you? It's not too late to register for the New York City conference. I have listeners from all over the country. So tell us your website and how people can get connected.
Yeah, and I think we have pre-registration rates still going on for New York for like another week.
So I think that's right, like September 1st maybe.
Yeah, so you have enough time to get the discounted rate, then it goes up a little bit. So it's newyork.gogreenconference.net for New York. You can actually see any of our Go Green cities at gogreenconference.net. And then for our social enterprises events, like the Green Sports Alliance Summit, which is coming up in New York next week, that can be found at socialenterprises.net. So our whole lineup, including all of our Go Greens, is on the homepage of our social enterprises website. So that has our full schedule going into 2014. And so you can really see all the exciting things that we're working on, and we'd love to see your audience at any or all of our events.
I know, and I hope they come up and introduce themselves to me. It's like, and you're going to get to meet two of Mrs. Green's daughters, because that's another thing that I find in this industry. It just does become a family affair because we're all part of, you know, pulling in the right direction for the planet. So I cannot wait to meet you, and I will see you at the conference. I definitely want you, you know, to come to the Mrs. Green reception if your time allows. A big thank you to your staff for being so wonderful to work with, and a heartfelt thanks for me for what you're doing to make a difference for the planet, because that's the place from which I come, and your company, your vision, your team are all bringing us forward. So that's my heartfelt thanks to you, Miss Erica. And
we couldn't do it without partners like you, so I really appreciate your support.
I don't
much.
Ever try to act nonchalant if I'm feeling it, and I'm feeling it. It's like, this is really great, really great. So I just want to do a quick shout-out for next week. Another great program making a difference in the Southwest region, Tracy Baines, who started a student expedition program that works with kids with limited financial resources, literally puts them out into the wilderness on a 3-week leadership expedition. And I'm excited about that show because they're changing the world for kids. Erica, thank you so much. And I am happy to say these words. I'll see you in the Big Green Apple.
Yes, see you soon.
Okay, make
thank
it a great green week, everybody.